You're listening to The Roy West Show, hosted by Zach Stiles on News Talk 560 KLVI. And today we have a wonderful show set up for you. Leading off, we have Eric Bender with Bicycle Sports. How are we doing today, Eric?
Zach, we're doing really well. Thank you.
Fantastic.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, we're glad. Yeah. We're so glad to have you on the show today. We're going to talk all things bicycle within Southeast Texas, outside of Southeast Texas. We're going to talk about health and safety and all the things with bicycles. But Eric, you know, we know you're heavily involved here in the community in Southeast Texas with bicycle sports, but also, you know, you are just all about bicycles and advocacy for bicycles and safety and things like that. Tell me about some of the things that you've been able to accomplish and that you're looking to accomplish here within the community.
Well, it's interesting. We've seen a little bit of progress. We've been campaigning, if you will, since 91 to get better bicycle facilities in Southeast Texas, not just Beaumont, but Southeast Texas in general. And Beaumont has responded with the Gulf Terrace Bike Trail and the Folsom Hike and Bike Trail, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. These are places designed where people actually drive there and unload their bicycles, or they drive there and they walk or run or whatever they want. And what we have been after is not just for bicycles, it's for active transportation, which means people who walk and people who ride bicycles and people who are in wheelchairs. So we'd like to see more people out there actively getting around, whether it's for a combination of exercise or if it's utilitarian, it doesn't matter. I coach people a lot in the store. They ask, you know, where do you get time for all this? And the answer is, I ride my bicycle to work. It's not that far. The city's not that big.
Right.
I ride my bicycle to the store. And so you learn how to carry things on your bicycle, bags and racks and things like that. And my goal is to make it easier for people to use their bicycles and make it easier for people to blend in with traffic, too, because Beaumont does not have much. In fact, it has extremely little as far as infrastructure to accommodate bicycles as a form of transportation.
Yeah, I've noticed there's only, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think there's only two real bike lanes, you know, that I'm aware of. And, you know, I love riding my bike. I am a very happy customer from Bicycle Sports. I've bought my whole family bicycles there.
Thank you.
We love riding bikes and we do it often. And I've even toyed with the idea of, hey, well, maybe I'll, you know, ride my bike to the office, you know, one day. I mean, I sweat like a pig, but aside from that, my biggest hesitancy, I guess, would be just, I don't know the best route to take, and right, not having a bike lane, it just concerns me a little bit. Do you run into that? Do people talk to you about that?
All the time. And first of all, I'll point out that we do have beautiful mornings. And so if it's early enough in the morning, sometimes you can make it there without just being drenched with sweat. Then there's the little hooker bath. You know, you can always take a bird bath, if you will, in the bathroom with a towel. But that aside, so how do you get around town safely? The first thing you have to do is quit thinking like a car. You need to think like a bicycle. So I like to take 10th Street instead of 11th Street. And I'll get out on 11th Street at the last minute. And, you know, because I have to cross under the freeway to get to work, I ride through the neighborhood as much as I possibly can. When I cross the freeway to get onto the West End, I go, you have a choice. You can take Calder, you can take over the overpass, you can take North or Harrison. Well, Harrison's the most quiet way to get there. So that's always my first choice. I'm always looking for the most quiet route, the most peaceful route, I guess you can say, because the bicycle for me is not just transportation, it's exercise. It's time to unwind mentally. It's time to ruminate on some problems that I may have. The therapy side, life is complicated, and mm-hmm. It gives you a chance to think. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it does. And that's one reason I really enjoy, I mean, whether you're riding in a group or riding by yourself at your own pace, I mean, it doesn't have to be just going a million miles an hour. I mean, you can get a good workout really, really slow too.
Right. You know, I've got a Facebook page called Pegasus the E-Bike. And Pegasus is what I named my e-bike because it's like a winged horse. Now, when you see her, she doesn't show her wings because she doesn't want to make people feel bad. But this girl can fly. Let me tell you, she can fly. But when we see something on the side of the road, like a big set of letters on the side of the road where it says happy birthday, we'll stop and take pictures and post it on the Pegasus page. We ride to the farmer's market together. We do all these things quickly, but if we see something that we need to take a picture of, we always stop and get that picture or even turn around and go back. So it's important to stop and smell the roses. It really is.
And being on a bicycle definitely allows you to do that. What are some things, if people, you know, want to be involved with advocacy or maybe pushing, you know, to help with the city and teaming up with the city? I know you're heavily involved in that. How do you recommend kind of going about doing that?
One of the very most interesting things is to attend a city council meeting. If you've never done that, I highly recommend it. Take the time and see how the government works. It's a lot more difficult to be angry with people if you get to know them and you get to see the processes, the parameters in which they live. So it gives you an opportunity to figure a way to help them. And we've done this in the past. I'm really upset with myself that we didn't do this during this whole COVID thing, because we've been really busy at the shop. We've had people bring bicycles out that they haven't ridden in 10 years and 15 years. And so we can make some adjustments for your body, because 15 years ago, we're not the same person that we are today, right? So we make some adjustments while we got you in the store. It's really fun. We're about getting you to ride the bicycle. But we've, in the past, we've had postcards that you can fill out asking the city and the county and the state to provide better bicycle facilities in our area. So one of the things that you can do is to write to the city. They always respond. You can come by the store, and if I get enough people that come by the time this airs, we should have some postcards printed again, so that they can just literally come by and fill out some postcards. We'll stamp them for you, and they'll go to city, county, state. The state of Texas has actually responded. And
oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I've had a meeting with USDOT that was set up by the regional director of TxDOT. And they're talking about making 11th Street bicycle friendly so that people can get through town parallel to Interstate 10. But Beaumont doesn't have a lot of through streets. So unfortunately, to really cut across town, you need to get on a busy road sometimes. But if they set it up properly, and USDOT, when I spoke with him, he was all about bicycles, and he's not an extremist. I'm not an extremist, but he was talking about the first paycheck that he got when he first started working out of college and sitting in traffic in the LA area, and a bicycle rode past him. He saw it, a speck in his rearview mirror, and he's sitting in traffic. The guy rides by and becomes a speck on the horizon, and he's still at the light. He said he went and cashed his check and went to a bicycle shop. Literally, because he saw the value in an overcrowded area, you know? So how do you get exercise when you don't have any time? You run to the store when you're on an errand, you know, and we can help you figure things like that out, figure out safe ways to get there. And that's important.
Well, I know that even when I came by, and I've been by many times, but you're always talking about the community, and you're giving helpful tips on how to get to point A from point B. So really, if you have a question, you can go see Eric and he can help figure out a route on something.
Right. Eric helps. Andy is very good about this. Dana doesn't even own a car. Three of us ride bicycles most of the time. One fellow lives in Groves. One of our techs lives in Groves. So it's hard for him to do that. But we have a really good staff who everyone likes to ride. And we can all help you figure this out.
And always very helpful, very positive experience. Everybody's just ready to get in. And I mean, I'm one of those guys. I brought you a bike that had flooded in Harvey, and then your team put it all back together.
Sure.
I mean, that's one thing I'd like to urge people too. It's like, if you think you can't get on a bike or your bike's too old or anything like that, just take it by the shop and have them look at it because they do a great job.
Yeah. And so. We're not here to make you feel bad about what you do or don't know. We want to get you. Our goal is that you ride your bicycle more. And we want to do what we need to make that happen. We'll work with you to help you understand how it works, to get it to fit you more comfortably. The other thing I want to bring up too is the more you do to make yourself visible when you're riding, so bright lights flashing, and we've got LED lights now that are visible in the daytime. It's amazing, the LED technology. Flags, brightly colored clothing, anything that you can do to be more visible to the cars, the more nicely you'll be treated. There's always that guy, you know? There's always that guy. He's having a bad day, let him have his bad day. So you don't need to add to it, and you don't need to take on his troubles.
That's
most people are pretty nice, right?
That's right. And I'm glad you bring that up about safety. We've got about 1 minute left, Eric. Okay. This time always flies by so fast with you.
Thank you.
Tell the people how they can reach you. Give me one last little tidbit of information.
Okay, fantastic. It's our website is bicyclesports.com. My email address is lifeisgood@bicyclesports.com. I think my cell number is on all of our venues. And so we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We've got Bicycle Sports on Facebook, Pegasus the e-bike on Facebook. And you can come by the store, 2770 Interstate 10. We're on the freeway near between Waffle House and Red Lobster, kind of directly across the freeway from Channel 6.
Yeah, super easy to find. They always have that big billboard up that you can see them. Their store is right below there. Man, Eric, we always love having you on the show. Thank you so much. What's the phone number at the shop?
My pleasure to be here. It's 409-860-5959.
Well, thank you again, Eric.
Give us a holler. Come by. You're always welcome.
Fantastic. Thank you. And you're listening to The Roy West Show on News Talk 560. KLVI can be heard worldwide on the free iHeartRadio app, iTunes, and Spotify. And I'm your host, Zach Stiles, and we have a wonderful guest today. We've got the one and only Jesse Lee with For the Love of Foods. How are we doing today, Jesse?
Great. How about you?
Doing awesome.
I'm in my car. I promise I'm not driving, okay?
Well, thank you for the safety notice. We appreciate that. That's one fun thing about being able to do the radio show this way is we can kind of do it from anywhere, right?
Yes, exactly.
So it's exciting. So, Jesse, tell me about For the Love of Foods. What is it? Just give me all the goods.
For Love of Foods is my passion. It's my dream. I've always been into health and fitness. And then given the opportunity to actually create meals, I used to meal prep for myself. And I did it for friends and family. And so word got around like, I started doing it for friends and family in my kitchen at home. And then when I couldn't do it in my kitchen anymore, I was like, okay, I need to do it somewhere else. I got my license, got everything else. And I rented a kitchen. I rented a donut shop. Okay. A little weird. Wow. I know it's unhealthy to healthy. And so I cooked twice a week and would go to people's office and stuff like that. I'll place an order and I'll drop it off. Didn't have like a location. I didn't have a storefront. And so a year later, I proved that concept to this area because it's kind of, I didn't think that people would actually accept it because it's ready-made healthy food. It's pre-made, pre-packaged, and you kind of, it's in a cooler and you just go in, pick it up, bring it home, and that's it. So it took me a year to for people to accept the concept. And then I opened a storefront in Nederland. And then now we have two locations, one in Beaumont and one in Nederland.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit more about the food itself. So when you say it's pre-made, is it already heated? The customer is going to heat it up? What does that look like?
Okay, well, with this, it's our whole slogan is skip the diet, just eat healthy. We are not diet food. I mean, we don't focus on a particular diet. So I am a big foodie. So I go to restaurants and find these, like shrimp and grits. It's one of my favorite things to eat. It's a Southern thing and I love it. And it's not that healthy. It's full of butter and cream and everything else. So I would take that. And instead of, I serve shrimp and grits at our location, but instead of grits, it's cauliflower mash. It kind of, and then with all the seasoning and herbs and everything, because I don't use salt, I don't use MSG, so I use a lot of spices and herbs. So I recreate unhealthy meals and make it healthier. So if you come into our shop, we have a cooler, and it's in these little pre-made containers, little plastic containers, which you can actually reuse. We do all the grocery, we come up with the recipe, you come in, grab the meal, and then put in the microwave for 3 minutes, and that's it. You don't have to wash dishes. Wow. You can throw away containers. But a lot of people come in for bulk. You know, they'll buy like 5 or 10 meals for the entire week. And it's kid-friendly. I mean, a lot of kids come here with their parents and stuff, because we also have snacks. We have like cookies, healthier cookies, and dips and cupcakes and all that too.
Okay, gotcha. So so people will come in, they'll pick what they want, they heat it up, that's good to go, and it's healthier options because of all the ingredients that you use. And now, do you still deliver?
Yes, we do. We also deliver. We do catering. We do healthy catering. We do weddings, we do events. I deliver caters to like ExxonMobil, Motiva. We do it all here.
Wow. So even big companies, they can call you, they can get something set up or an event or something like that. They'll be able to take care of you. Wow. That's fantastic. So, you know, we all recognize that COVID-19 is this terrible pandemic, and we've been working through that. Correct. And small businesses have had to kind of adapt. What are some things that y'all have seen based on COVID-19? Are more people, you know, ordering and using your services like that?
We got really lucky because we are kind of, a lot of restaurants had to do 100% carry out and to go. We didn't have to because 95% of our business is carry out. You come in, you grab, and you go. So we got lucky in that part. Our business did grow a little bit because we didn't really have to change much. And our customers kind of realized, okay, we just go here and grab and go, because you can't sit down and eat. You know, everyone's taking food home. It's safer because of COVID. It's been a blessing for us on our part, is because we're able to keep on doing what we love, and then people can still eat healthy instead of getting like fast food and stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool that y'all were kind of set up to be able to pivot and say, hey, now just come to us for all your meals.
Yeah. You
know? So that's awesome. And tell me a little bit about some things that y'all have been able to do since Hurricane Laura came through. We know y'all are here in Southeast Texas in a local community business. So tell me about, you know, things that y'all been able to do.
What a year, right? Now we're dealing with Hurricane Laura. So I'm involved with a group called Southeast Texas Civilian Task Force. A great friend of mine, Autumn Brown, was a founder. She found the organization during Harvey, being able to rebuild, from rebuilding homes to distributing like food, diapers, you name it, she's taking care of it. I got lucky to be involved, and I get to give my food out to those who need it. So since Hurricane Laura, we evacuated for 24 hours, came back because there's no power anywhere. Luckily, we had a generator, so we're able to feed the linemen, things like that. But now, just today, we're at the Church of God in Orange, Texas. So I got to distribute a couple hundred meals, along with Southeast Texas Civilian Task Force. They're bringing out water and diapers and a lot of items that people need, like hygiene stuff and just cleaning supplies. So we got to do that. And we also, with that, Four Love Foods, and my team is incredible. I'm talking about, when I'm telling you, my crew is the best crew ever. They came in willing, hey, we want to cook, we want to help out. So we went to our neighboring state, Louisiana, which, you know, they're in devastation right now. So we just yesterday, we were at the Grand Lake, Louisiana, distributing food for those who, you know, don't have it because they don't have water. A lot of times they don't have electricity. So we kind of bring all the food out there and just kind of hand it out to everybody.
That's really neat that y'all are able to do that and give back, not only here in Beaumont and Southeast Texas, but you're going over to our brothers and sisters over there in Lake Charles and assisting there. And we're not talking like one or two meals. We're talking like hundreds of meals.
I've been doing hundreds of meals every day on top of running both location, you know, with the business, keeping everything stocked up. But we, I mean, our community is incredible. They have supported us So mm-hmm. what we can do is just to give back. As long as everyone's coming in and still buying, we can give back to our community and to those who need it. I mean, it's paying it forward kind of thing, you know? It's just,
yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it just from talking to you and getting to know you, you're very passionate about anything that you do. So I do. Whether it's the food or whether it's helping uh-huh. others, you know, I can tell that you go after it and you got a great team behind you that's putting all that, you know,
I want all sleep.
That's cool.
This is like no sleep here at all. I created something that I'm passionate about. Like I wake up every morning, I'm not going to work. I'm coming mm-hmm. in and I'm enjoying everything I do from the team that I'm working with to everything. I mean, it's like, they're like, you're so happy all the time. You know what I'm I love what I do. You know, if I'm running on 3 hours of sleep, it's fine. But I know from what I'm doing, it's giving people healthy food. And mm-hmm. now being able to give back to the community, it's great.
Yeah. And we appreciate it. So tell me about your locations, where they're okay. at, and how people can, you know, get in touch with For the Love of Foods.
I have two locations, one in Nederland. It's 2505 Nederland Avenue in Nederland. And we also have one in Beaumont, which is 3695 Calder Avenue. We're on Facebook, For the Love of Foods. Look us up. Give us a call. We deliver. We have a drive-through. So there's no excuses. I mean, we deliver. You can come in. You go to the drive-through. You don't have to get out of your car. We even have a carry-out service. So there's no reason to not eat healthy. I promise.
And you're making sure that everybody has access to healthy mm-hmm. food and healthy meals.
Yes.
Do you have a phone number that people can reach you at if they want to set up for catering or things like that?
You can call either 409-960-2857 or 409-722-3663. Call both those numbers and you'll reach me or one of my team members, and everyone's incredible. I mean, it's a customer service. We love our customers that come through here. We're all passionate about what we do. So just come on in, try it. If you haven't tried our place, then you should.
Well, fantastic.
Try our place out.
I know. I'm going to get there. It's right around the corner. So, but thank you so much for being on the show today, yeah. Jesse. And I look forward to trying some of your food as well.
Okay. Thank you.
And we're back with the Roy West Show on News Talk 560 KLVI. And I'm your host, Zach Stiles. Show can be heard worldwide on the free iHeartRadio app, iTunes, and Spotify. We have a wonderful show today. We've got the one and only Heather Champion, the Director of Business Development and Quality Assurance for the Spindletop Center here in Southeast Texas. How are you doing today, Heather?
I'm great, Zach. It's so wonderful to be with you today.
We are so excited to have you on the show today. Talking about all things Spindletop Center. So for those folks that are listening that maybe don't know about the Spindletop Center, don't know what it is that it exists, just give me a quick synopsis. What is the Spindletop Center and what do y'all do for Southeast Texas?
Well, it's a great question to ask because I like to tell people Spindletop Center is one of those best kept secrets. We've been around in Southeast Texas for almost 50 years now. And while that seems like a long time, we've been behind the scenes doing a lot for our community. We serve Jefferson, Hardin, Chambers, and Orange counties. And we're a local nonprofit. We're also a unit of local government, and we serve over 11,000 unique individuals annually. What do? When we serve these people, we do a lot, actually. Primarily what we do is provide healthcare services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, people with mental health disorders, and people who are dealing with substance use disorders in our community and their families as well. So that's kind of my, in a nutshell, description of Spindletop Center.
Well, it sounds like you handle a whole lot of different aspects and different facets of whether it's mental health, addiction, things like that. You know, you touched on something there that you're not only dealing with the individual, but then you're dealing with the families. And I think that's such a, you know, important aspect of when you're talking about mental health and addiction and things like that, it's really a full family, you know, that gets affected. It's not just that individual. And I
absolutely
I'll let you expand on that a little.
Recovery is not just for one person. Recovery is really about the full spectrum, the whole family, the person, and all of their natural supports. We don't live in a vacuum. We are surrounded by our community members, our neighbors, our family members, our coworkers, and all those people are an integral part of an individual person's path to recovery and living a fulfilling life. And one of the things that we do here at Spindle Top Center, whether it be in our programs for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities or mental health disorders or substance use disorders, doesn't matter. We call it person-centered. And what we do is we've developed plans for each unique individual, but it always has input from the full family and from all of the natural supports that that person wants to see included in their path. So, for example, I might not have a whole lot of family. Maybe I'm not really from Southeast Texas. I just moved here. But I've got some coworkers, or I've got some neighbors and some friends that I really want to be part of my recovery story. And I can include those people, and Spindle Top will reach out to those folks and include them as supports in your plan to help you find success.
So this is really specific to the individual, as it obviously should be, because every individual is totally different in regards to addiction or mental health or things like that. How do people, if somebody is wanting to reach out, what's the best way for somebody to get help, or, you know, get the help that they need through the Spindle Top Center?
It's actually really easy. Anybody can call anytime. We, excuse me, we have one main number. The operator can connect you based on answering a few questions to just about any service you would need. And the main number is 409-839-1000. You can call that number anytime and get connected. A lot of people have been reaching out to us, messaging us on our Facebook page lately. We can't schedule appointments through Facebook, but we can definitely get you connected to the right program or service that might be able to help you on your next step in your journey through something like that. And those are probably the best ways to reach out to us.
Okay. So, and people can set up an appointment and then they come in and they visit with you at that time. And then y'all come up with the...
Well, it's interesting you should say come in, because okay, we're still living in the COVID times, right? So... Mm-hmm. And it's about mid-March when COVID really landed in Southeast Texas. We've put, I would say, 80% of our programs and services have gone virtual through telephone. Yeah. So it's been really challenging, but it's been fun because it's given us an opportunity to really innovate our programs and services and meet those needs while keeping everybody safe during this difficult and challenging time. So a lot of folks are able to, what we'll do is we'll have people call in. We'll get them scheduled for an appointment. Primarily, those appointments are going to happen either over a, you can do it on your smartphone, you can do it on your laptop, your tablet, your desktop at home. If you don't have internet access, we can still do a telephone service with you. And then as a last resort, we do have face-to-face services on site at our clinics, but we really try to limit those as much as possible. And then we have to make sure that everybody involved in the service has the proper protective equipment to wear and that they can maintain those social distancing standards while they're together.
Sure. Absolutely. But how neat, and you can't really say that COVID-19 has given us a whole lot of things to be necessarily excited about. But one thing that you just mentioned is that now you're able to do things differently and still be effective here in the community.
Yeah, we like to look at these challenges as opportunities, right? And it's definitely been an opportunity for us to really highlight our flexibility and our adaptability during a difficult time. And it's shown us that we have a wonderful, tremendous staff. Everybody who works at Spindle Top Center is a helper, and they love helping people and they love helping their community. And it shows in the fact that they so easily adapted to this new work environment, working from home and were remotely going from, you know, being able to work with their individuals face to face anytime they wanted to having to call them on the phone or talk to them over the computer. All of our employees have adapted so quickly and effortlessly, and it's really a tribute to them, really.
Wow. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about all the things that y'all do for our community and help with. And how y'all have been able to just take COVID and just use it for, you know, good, to be able to stay connected. Because you had mentioned prior to the interview that this month is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, correct?
Yes. Yes, it is. And that's a big deal to us, especially right now while we're going through COVID. We've been going through this for 6 months now. I know it seems like yesterday and then it seems like years ago at the same time. Time is so relative, it feels like, mm-hmm. now that we're in these COVID days. But one of the things that we're seeing is that, you know, the isolation and the separation and the inability for people to interact with each other's leading to a lot of hopelessness and helplessness and these sad feelings that are really digging in and causing people some problems. So it's a perfect time to remind people that if you're feeling down more so than normal for you, if you're feeling more anxious than you have before, or sad or hopeless or helpless, or if you notice that in one of your loved ones or your friends or family members, don't be afraid to say, hey, are you thinking about hurting yourself? Have you thought about suicide? There's a common myth that that's not okay to ask that question. It is absolutely okay to ask that question because the message you convey to that person is, I care about you and I want to make sure that you're okay. And you open that door for them to then really open up and talk to you about how they're feeling. And you could save a life just by asking that question.
I'm so glad that you brought that up because I've heard it not just on this, you know, in this meeting, but in other meetings with other folks that right now it's just very important that we're reaching out as a community to one another because people are feeling like that. And we need to get away from that question being like taboo. We need to be asking the hard questions so that it brings that awareness that is so needed. And you and y'all's work there at the Spindletop Center, it just goes on to show how important it is that we support our nonprofits during COVID. You know, as a community, we need to be stepping up and helping where we can with the Spindletop Center. So, you know, we have about 30 seconds left. If you could give me contact information and where people can go to learn more about your wonderful organization.
Absolutely. Check us out. Our website is spindletopcenter.org. You can see a lot of helpful information there. There are a lot of contact phone numbers there. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can call me, call the main number and ask for Heather, and I will chat with you for days about how you can help our community and help each other. And it's 409-839-1000.
Well, thank you so much, Heather, for everything you do and being on the show.
Thanks.
And we're back to the Roy West Show with your host, Zach Stiles, on News Talk 560. We've had a wonderful show today, and we get to wrap it up with the one and only Thomas White with Dependable Credit Solutions. How are we doing today, Thomas?
Sir. I'm doing very well. I pray you are also.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, let's jump right into it. You service so much of Southeast Texas with your skills in credit solutions and credit repair. Tell me a little bit about what you do each and every day.
Well, we tackle for our clients the challenges that they face, that we all face, really. So it's not like we have some bad people and some good people. Bad things happen to good people all the time, right? So, but we help the challenges that our clients have deal with the impact of collection agencies in their credit profile for whatever reason. Maybe they got in trouble and they lost a job or they lost a loved one and they went to a tough time. And so things went kind of haywire on their credit. No one, I believe, wakes up in the morning and says, hey, today I want to destroy my credit, right? So life happens. And when things like that do happen, it's oftentimes an arduous time to get out of it. And people lose hope and everything becomes more expensive and they get bogged down with high interest rates and having to go to these freaking payday loan places to get, mm-hmm. you know, that just digs their hole deeper. And it's a terrible cycle. And so what we do is we help educate our clients on how you can effectively deal with the challenges that you have by confronting and not running away from it. Sorry. And when you do confront it under the FCRA and the FDCPA, the way it works out, you reap a huge benefit. And so we first will meet with our client over the phone. Information is free. We explain who we are, what we do, and how we're able to help people specifically. Our enrollment process is very simple. The fees initially is only $99, so you're not, you know, investing $1,000 up front. And with that, you get enrolled into an amazing platform that's really the powerhouse that does a lot of the work that puts the work at your fingertips. I mean, it's really amazing. And so I'm able to help guide my clients step by step by step and get the work done very effectively in a very short period of time. And then, you know, as things progress, we do reviews over time. So about every 45 days, we're meeting again and talking and making sure that we're strategizing appropriately to get them out of the woods, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, people, when they don't know what they're doing, they're just trying to do the right thing. It's like they're stuck in a forest. Well, they're trying to chop down this tree and that tree and that tree and this tree. Well, the way I'm thinking is I'm going to climb the tree and find the nearest clearing and then make a beeline straight forward. So we help you deal with the issues by getting out as quickly as possible. And you do that by proper debt validation techniques, holding the collection agencies accountable to prove and validate the debt. If they can't do it, they go away. If they can do it, well, then let's do the right thing and settle it with the company. And as long as they'll agree to delete it from your credit report, everybody wins. If they don't delete from your credit report, well, then it's time to consider whether or not it's in your best interest to pay them. Mm-hmm. I'm all out for my client's best interest. It's a very unique scenario. It serves my best interest to help my client achieve the best possible results. And so that's what we do. And it's pretty powerful and it's a pretty enjoyable experience, even though, because I can take a negative circumstance that people might be in and help get them out of it and turn their life into a much more positive situation. And that's a pretty good rewarding feeling.
Right. And so I only do the radio show for 1 hour a week. The rest of the time I am doing mortgages day in and day out. And we get the opportunity to work with Thomas from time to time and his team. And I'll tell you, it's always refreshing talking to Thomas, both him and his clients, because they're always so pleased, you know, with the results that they're getting, because there's always that line of communication, you know, that's constantly happening back and forth between Thomas and his clients. And then they're able to achieve the goals that they really want to. So I truly appreciate Thomas's services because I get to see the fruits of them on a, you know, monthly basis, to be honest with you. So, you know, if you have any credit questions, needs, things like that, Thomas White with Dependable Credit Solutions is absolutely your go-to. He's here local in Southeast Texas. He's heavily involved in the community. He's always got his hands and fingers in different things. And it's always communal and just trying to do what's right for Southeast Texas. Thomas, you know, how do people get in touch with you? What's the best way to reach you?
The best way to reach me is via text. That's 409-998-0898, or call, of course. You can reach me at the office at 409-840-9930, or you can look me up on the internet, my website, and of course, Facebook.
Yes. Okay, good. And are you doing, you know, I like to keep everybody kind of apprised of the situation. Are you having face-to-face meetings right now? Are you doing Zoom calls? What does that kind of look like?
Well, we can do Zoom calls. We do a lot of things just over the phone. We're able to, our platform is our clients logged in and then I am logged in as their agent at the same time. So we can see in real time what's going on. And so oftentimes, whether it be as, you know, face-to-face Zoom call, it's really inappropriate because you're wanting to look at your account. And so it's typically on the phone and we're talking, but yes, I'd love to meet people if they want to meet. We can do so like at a local coffee shop, things like that. That's out in the open where it makes more sense. Mm-hmm. But we don't, our local office, we actually closed for a myriad of reasons, but it just so happened, it happened right before COVID. So it really worked out into our advantage to develop this new way of doing business that's more mm-hmm. remote and more virtual. And it allows me to now go outside the state of Texas and then travel wherever I go can be. You know, I can help anybody wherever I'm at.
So, oh, wow. So now you are.
This is where I'm at.
And you're helping people outside of Texas now.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. And I know you stay very busy, but we always appreciate the business relationship that we have with you. And again, one of my favorite phone calls that I get is, hey, Zach, I'm looking to buy a house. I've been working with Thomas, you know, and I've got the A-OK that I'm good to go now. You know, right. Like that's always just a cool handoff and kind of conversation because they're so excited that they've been able to accomplish their goals through your services.
Right. And you know what? Let me take a minute right here to appreciate you guys also, because it really takes a team for the dream to work, right?
And that's right.
You guys have a passion for your customer, your client, to achieve the best possible results. And so you pass them hope when you pass them, when you pass the torch to me, if you will, because I'm not going to waste people's time. We're going to get the job done. I'm a tenacious fighter, and I will fight any injustices that are going on in the credit profile, hands next to no one. Then, you know, help you understand, because, like, first of all, it's not just about credit. It's many other things.
That's right. Well, give us your phone number one more time, Thomas.
All right. 409-840-9930 is the office, but best on my cell at 409-998-0898.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the show, Thomas.
My pleasure, sir. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you guys.
And we're back with the Roy West Show on News Talk 560 KOVI. And I'm your host, Zach Stiles. Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, Spotify, and don't forget, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. every single Sunday. Folks, we had a magnificent show today. We got to visit with the one and only Eric Bender. He's with Bicycle Sports right here in Southeast Texas. Folks, go by MCM today, get a bike, get outside, enjoy wonderful Southeast Texas weather. We talked all things bicycles. He's always working with the city on bike lanes and things like that, and just developing our community to make it more bicycle safe. We also got to visit with Jesse Lee with For the Love of Foods. All I got to say is, if you want delicious, nutritional food, go visit them today. They have a Mid-County location. They have a Beaumont location. It's prepared, pre-made, awesome food that you just got to heat up. Wonderful for your family. Wonderful for you. We also got to visit with Heather Champion with the Spindletop Center. Folks, they are all about promoting healthy living in our community. They have many different services. They have a crisis hotline at 409-838-1818. They help our community in so many different ways. Visit their website at spindletopcenter.org. A litany of things that they do each and every day for us here in Southeast Texas. We then got to visit with Thomas White with Dependable Credit Solutions. Folks, he does so many great things in regards to credit repair. If you have any questions about credit, if you need some credit repair, he is the go-to, okay? They're located here in Southeast Texas. Reach out to them today. Again, that's Thomas White with Dependable Credit Solutions. Folks, this show has been brought to you by the Roy West team at Guild Mortgage, your home loan lender. We do all types of loans, conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA. It's a great time to refinance right now. It's a great time to buy. Give us a call at 409-866-1901 or visit us online at roywestteam.com. Folks, thanks for listening and have a great week.